Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. We figure the weekend is a good time for that. Time to lean back a little, slow down, meet somebody interesting, hear what people are saying. Of course, when we're not on the radio, you can catch up with us on Facebook. Just search Indiana Weekend. And we'd love to hear your thoughts about the show, your comments, thoughts about whom we might talk with, or where you would like to hear our microphones. Our email address is, conveniently enough, indianaweekend@gmail.com. I'm John Strauss. In Muncie, the 36th annual Old Washington Street Festival and Historic Home Tour is September 15th and 16th. They'll have home tours, arts and crafts, food and entertainment. But this festival also offers a chance to step back a bit from the busy 21st century life of Muncie today to what the city was like in another time. Think of the late 1800s, the discovery of huge natural gas reserves in east central Indiana. There was a vast increase in wealth from that cheap fuel. In Muncie, some of that money was spent on beautiful homes, some of them in what's now called the Kimbrough Historic District and the site of the Old Washington Street Festival. Glenda Noblet has lived here for 11 years in the Kimbrough House in the 600 block of East Washington Street.
Well, this house was built in 1897. We have Andrew Carnegie beams in our basement, actually. And I believe Mr. Kimbrough came from Kokomo, Indiana, to Muncie when the gas boom hit in Muncie. And he built this home and had four sons here.
And let's walk around. I mean, okay. As I'm looking at this, and I have to tell you, I live in a newer home. Okay. And so,
as I did all my life, really. But we have old things, and this is the first old house that really worked with our old things, our antiques and our cane bottom chairs and our armoires.
are there more people, do you think, who like the convenience of downtown, being able to walk to things, the mature trees, the cool old houses? Are you seeing an uptick in people moving in?
I do. Having a farm stand here for a grocery store helps us. Our church is downtown. My husband's a pastor, so we came to Muncie based on his employment. And he could walk to work, you know, First Baptist Church downtown. So that was nice. And the post office, I walked to the post office, the camera shop, the theater is here. So, yeah,
it's like the idyllic kind of small town.
For us, it is, yes. And now we have a wonderful school in on our block. And it's the East Washington Street Academy. So we're seeing more and more families come to live amongst us. There's, I think, maybe 8 or 9 children on just these 7 houses. So little kids, I mean kids that, so that's very positive for me anyway.
You bet, that's a sign of health and that's a good thing to see. Right. We're standing in your dining room.
Yes.
And this must be an 11-foot ceiling.
Yes, it's fun at Christmas time, we get the great tall tree.
And the great wood here, tell us what we're looking at.
Well, it's when it was built originally, it was there's a lot of oak in this home, the oak floors, the stairway. When it became an agency in the 50s, we understand a lot of the hardwood was painted over. The fireplaces are imported from Italy, and they were also painted over. We have seen pictures, the before and after. We never would have bought the house in that condition. But someone, I think in either the late 80s or the 90s, had a vision for this house. It was just an inch away from a wrecking ball, if you can believe that. But two young men took this on as a project, and I think it took them 5 years, and they restored it based on a memoir written by Emily Kimbrough. So they had the book before them, and they knew that this was the music room, this was the billiard room or the living room, this was the dining room, based on her memoir. This was her grandfather's house, and she was born 4 doors down and by one of the sons that grew up here. So this became known to her as the big house, and my grandchildren call it the big house, too. It has 3 floors and, I believe, 18 rooms, 4 bathrooms, basement, full basement. And that's my secret garden out there.
Secret garden? Like the secret garden?
What's my secret garden? In the city. I can show it to you before you leave.
Tell us about the festival.
for those of you who are living here, you got to feel a lot of pride. People were going to come and see your neighborhood. And
yes, we apparently the festival's been going on for 36 years. This will be the 36th year. And my little part of that is the crafts. So I scope out various craft shows in the area and invite crafters to participate in this show. It's a juried show, so I pick up, you know, take a picture of their craft and their card and ask them if they're free that particular. It's always the third weekend in September.
Yeah, we're talking about the 36th annual Old Washington Street Festival and Historic Home Tour. Mm-hmm. Is this historic home on the tour?
No, it was on last year.
Okay.
So we sort of rotate our homes.
You're kind of relieved? That's
yes,
got to be a big...
Yes, that's right. It hangs over me.
People enjoy coming through and seeing these houses.
I think they do. They're always very successful. There's usually at least 8 homes on the tour. And people take, you know, it's kind of a guided tour sometimes. Sometimes people just to walk through, which is mine is a guided tour.
Okay, yeah. I think mine would be a guided tour, too. So, don't look in that closet.
That's true, yes. So, yeah, the festival, I think we have between 5,000 and 8,000 people that come through on a weekend, on a Saturday and Sunday. So it's, and it's well advertised. It's in the State Festival Guide. And there's banners are along the major streets and posters around town. So we promote it.
Have you seen this grow in recent years? Or
we have a new feature this year over on Adams Street. There's a designer home that's going to be open for the public. And it's been an ongoing throughout the year. Designers have come in to design a room. And I think there's a $10 admission for that particular house. And you go through, and it's a beautiful home. It'll really be something to see. Each designer has done, like, someone's done the kitchen, someone's done the library. And then the advertising is just a little plaque, you know, stating that they did that particular room. So Diane Stankiewicz, it's her home, and it's a work in progress, but it's beautiful. It's very much worth seeing.
Now you're going to get some dreamers who come through, some people like me who live in much newer suburban type of communities and go, wow, this would be great. What advice do you have for them? Hey, if you're thinking about this, remember, what advice would you
call
me?
I know I know that some of the houses that are, you know, about to go on the market, we would love to have you live.
Well, thank you very much. But there are some practical things to remember, right? You got to tell people.
What would that be?
Well, I don't know.
It's just a nice place to live.
Yeah,
there's always something to do in an old house, for sure.
Yeah.
Some upkeep, type of thing. But so it's a labor of love.
It's a labor of love. So it helps if you're tolerant of, you know, I'm going to fix some things and all that.
Bats.
Every now and then, huh?
Every now, no, well, hopefully not. We have a Batman, so it's fine.
Okay.
Well, yeah, with all these old trees, you know, sometimes for these old houses, I mean, I had never seen a bat in a house before. I mean, I've seen them, you know.
How do you get them out? You open the door and say, right here,
well,
please?
We do wonderful things in the environment, so we know we're always gentle to put them out.
Yeah. Sure.
And they don't want in, actually. They do want out. So,
Yeah.
So we open the door and out they go.
Well, you know, as we head toward fall, any good ghost stories in the neighborhood?
I understand there are some. Not in this particular house, thank goodness. Right. But, yeah, there are some. But
you sort of have custody of this. I mean,
good way to put it. Yes, we are kind of maintaining this for the next family. Yes, it's kind of like a museum, but hopefully it doesn't have that museum
feel. It doesn't have. No, I mean, it's a very homey feel. It's beautiful. All of this oak and all of this wood. Now, your grandson was just here second ago, and he calls this the big house.
Yes, because Emily Kimbrough referred to it as the big house. And we're from Michigan, and the big house in Michigan was the University of Michigan Stadium. And I guess in other states it's been prison, but the big house, we got used to it, yeah.
That is Glenda Noblett, who lives in the historic Kimbrough House on East Washington Street in Muncie. The 36th annual Old Washington Street Festival and Historic Home Tour is September 15th and 16th. You can look up the Muncie East Central Neighborhood Association for details, or drop me a note if you like at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Here's John Strauss.
As we talk about the 36th Annual Old Washington Street Festival and Historic Home Tour, September 15th and 16th, we're visiting Muncie's Kimbrough Historic District. It's hard to beat this time of year for a walk on those wide sidewalks just east of downtown.
How about those cicadas? And we're on East Washington Street in the East Central Neighborhood Association, where they are getting ready for the 36th Annual Old Washington Street Festival and Historic Home Tour. Dwayne, this is a beautiful home you have here. Can you talk about
Thank
this
you.
A little bit?
Sure. This house is an 1893 Queen Anne. It was built by Levi Shaw. He was Secretary Treasurer of the gas company. And it was in the same family until I bought it in about 97.
Okay. For folks who cannot see this, what are we looking at? What's distinctive about Queen Anne?
The Queen Anne would be the gingerbread style. It has what they call a horseshoe window up the top. It has somewhat of a tower on the front.
This is a distinctive house. I mean, I've never seen a house like this.
Right. I think it's the only one in Muncie that has the rounded window.
Okay. And it's beautiful. I mean, it's so well cared for. Your gardens, your plantings look beautiful around the front. This is a labor of love. This is something that takes a lot
Absolutely.
Of work.
Absolutely. You've got to love it to be down here.
You moved in here about 15 years ago. What did it look like then?
Oh, it was definitely a bad house. I just found out recently that from somebody who knew the lady that owned it, that they had actually took her to court to have it demolished. They wanted to condemn it and have it torn down. So it was bad shape.
Well, that's the case with some of these houses.
A lot of the houses around here have been brought back.
They were close to the wrecking ball.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, as you look here now, can you believe that? I mean, right?
Right, yeah.
That we could have lost these?
Some of the houses would be gone. We wouldn't have any more. Exactly.
So talk about what happens in the Old Washington Street Festival and Historic Home Tour. This is, folks here have been doing this for a while. Chance to show off the neighborhood.
Exactly. That's why the festival started, to get people down to our neighborhood, because we tend to have a bad rap of being downtown in a bad neighborhood. So that's why the festival was started, was to bring people down to see the old homes, to see the grandeur, the woodworking you don't see in other houses today that you have in these houses.
Well, they really are remarkable. The trees are beautiful. This is a nice area. When you talk with people about living in the East Central neighborhood, how do you confront the obvious questions?
Right. You know, you got to understand, you know, this is really a neighborhood. I mean, it's amazing. I know most of my neighbors. I mean, not just know them, but I mean, we talk, we sit on porches, we get together, we have picnics, we share a lot of stuff. We actually have neighbors here that watch out for each other, and that's something you don't find even in some of the bigger, more affluent neighborhoods.
And before you moved here, were you in a suburban neighborhood, or, I mean, what was the transition like to go from where you were to here?
Right, exactly. It would be, you know, outskirts neighborhood, so like this.
Yeah. so you get a real project, though, right? I mean, are you a real handy guy? What kind of work do you do?
Well, I'm actually a nursery specialist. I work for Lowe's. I'm the live nursery specialist there, so that's why the garden and the flowers.
Well, that explains a lot. Friends, I have to tell you, I'm looking at this yard, and describe what we have here. This is beautiful.
I can't even
Come on, don't be modest.
And unfortunately, what you can't see is that it goes all the way around the side of the house, and in the backyard is just about as elaborate as the front. So the fountain on the side, labor of love, gotta have that. On the water features, there's a pond in back. So
okay, so we have marigolds. What else?
Marigolds. We have huge hosta bed. Ferns hanging on the porch, coleus,
okay.
Window boxes with the coleus and the creeping Jenny. The little flower bed you see under the big magnolia tree started off as a few hostas and has grown out year by year to the landscape you see now. So.
And so how's this neighborhood changed since you moved here? I mean, do you feel like, you have a new school up the street, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so greater stability, you get more homeowners.
Exactly. We're seeing, especially on Washington Street, there's only one apartment house left in the three-block area that I live in now. So, and it started off with maybe six or seven. So it's really got back to owner-occupied.
And that's what would happen with these older neighborhoods, these genteel neighborhoods, as they slid backward. The homes would be cut up into apartments.
Well, it's because they're such a large home. There's so much room to do so many apartments with so many rooms. They tend well for rental properties because you get lots of tenants, which really makes money for someone.
But you're turning that, the neighborhood's
turning
around.
That around, exactly.
Wow, that's great. So you must look forward to the festival.
Oh, absolutely, every year. Absolutely, it's a lot of fun. A lot of work, but a lot of fun. We enjoy it.
So when people come here, what do they see? What kind of they get
what
to walk
around?
What
they see, we're kind of get them, of course, back into the atmosphere of the old historic neighborhood. You see the houses, like you say, the mature trees. It's the whole atmosphere we create there. Hopefully this year you're going to see more people in costume, some period clothing. You're going to see the old fire pumper. You know, like look at some old cars down
sure.
here.
Okay.
Lots of handcrafts and arts.
I bet this is a fun area in the fall, too.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. Yes. We have a lot of fun with Halloween. We all decorate.
Talking with Dwayne Estes about from the East Central Neighborhood Association about the 36th Annual Old Washington Street Festival and Historic Home Tour. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
This old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.
Ain't got time to oil the hinges, not a mend no window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm a getting ready to meet the saints.
Talk to people about Muncie's historic neighborhoods, and you quickly find out there's more to see than you may have realized. Some Ball State University students did a fine job putting together a website that explores the historic districts. Check out historicmuncie.org sometime. But of course, to really experience the treasures of the past that still occupy the present, it helps to walk some of those streets and, when you can, take a look inside some of these beautiful structures. That's why we're glad to see the 36th Annual Old Washington Street Festival and Historic Home Tour on September 15th and 16th. They'll have home tours, arts and crafts, food and entertainment. Glenda Noblet is one of the residents welcoming visitors to her street. She's lived here for 11 years in the historic Kimbrough House on East Washington. You may know about Emily Kimbrough, who kept her memories of East Washington Street and later brought them to life in books and film.
Well, Emily Kimbrough, her grandfather built this house, as I said, and she grew up until the age of 10, I believe, four doors down. And she grew up to become quite a prolific writer. As she got older, she grew up to be the first woman editor of Ladies Home Journal. And she had moved to Chicago. And she has written, I think, 11 books, and Hollywood adapted two or three for the screen. She wrote the screenplays for movies in Hollywood. So she was a good writer. So she wrote a book called How Dear to My Heart, and it was based on her episodes, her experiences in her grandfather's house. She could walk, so you know, four doors, look both ways on the street. She talks to us about, and coming in, she describes what Sunday dinners were like.
And in that time, mm-hmm. Muncie was a different Muncie than today, and this neighborhood
yes.
was what?
Yes. Well, I would think, well, I know for a fact that her grandfather had the first automobile in Muncie. So before that, I think there was a livery stable. People would be riding horseback. I mean, this was, you know, kind of back in the day, obviously. So there's a story in her book about the her grandfather acquiring the first car. And what else can I tell you about Emily?
Might have been parked out in front here at some point.
Yeah, probably. That's probably true. Well, actually, the Johnson family, the second family that lived in this house, built a carriage house, a horseless carriage house behind us, and we also own that. And there are three bays for the automobiles that the Johnson family had, and a chauffeur lived upstairs. So there was an apartment for him, and then they would make the call when they were ready to go downtown or wherever they were going to go, to Hartford City or wherever, and he'd run around to the front in the car and pick them up, so and then drop them off, you know, when they were done shopping or wherever. So the family obviously was very well-to-do. And the young girl that grew up here after Emily, that married Barry Goldwater, they were married in the Episcopal Church here in town. And then the wedding reception was here. There was another large room off of this house, if you can imagine. But it had marble floors and a fountain, like an arboretum kind of a room.
Senator Goldwater, who ran for president in 1964.
Senator from Arizona, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was the reception was here.
That's right. So it's a bit of history.
There. Very good. Well, I mean, there's so many stories around
right.
a neighborhood
That's right.
like this.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like You didn't always live in historic neighborhoods, right?
No.
So what was it like for you to, you know, come here? I mean, what did you have to learn?
Well, my dad was another generation and had always lived in probably like kind of you do, you know, modern type houses, new houses, newer houses, not old houses. And I had never had this experience, so this was new for me. And as I said before, I thought we liked old things. We like old cupboards, and I like to refinish furniture and cane chairs and all of that kind of thing. And this house just seemed to welcome us when we came in. We sort of knew when we came through those French doors that we were home, to tell you the truth. But my father was cautioning me, and he said, "Are you sure?" Based on the neighborhood, he was just sort of looking around and thinking, boy, this is, you know, it's so diverse. And I think that was for a different generation, you know, it was a little bit more risky for him thinking about us. And we've never looked back. We've been very happy about that. So.
And fortunately, you picked a house that had been well cared for, and the prior folks had fixed it up some. And
Yes, they took it so far, and we did not have a kitchen to speak of. We had so that was our claim.
You didn't mention that.
Well, there was a sink, and but it was very. That's as far as they were going to go.
Oh, okay.
And so we bought it knowing we were going
dined
to
dined out a lot, evidently.
Well, yeah, they bought this as a project.
Okay,
they took it on as a project, and so when they put it on the market, we were coming to town, and to tell you the truth, the realtors in town are not standing in line to show people these houses, and that's kind of a problem for me. I would like to kind of work towards bringing realtors in to see some of our homes. That this is not, I think there's a carryover from like the 40s or the 50s somehow that you want to live near Ball State or you want to live out. You don't want to live downtown. And I think that we as neighbors can help to correct that by just having a little wine and cheese party occasionally for some of the realtors and bring them in and let them see, go through. Because the realtor that we had said, frankly, you don't want to live here. And I said, please stop. I want to go in that house. So, and somehow.
Well, it's good. It's good for the community if we take these neighborhoods that have these grand histories and this potential and fix them up. I mean, a city is stronger when people are living in it.
I think so. I think that's a very good observation. So, and we like to sit on our front porch. I notice some of our other neighbors do. We know each other, too, which is helpful. And watch out for each other.
That is Glenda Noblett, who lives in the historic Kimbrough House on East Washington Street in Muncie. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you'd like more information or have a suggestion. Hope you can join us next week when we talk with a new adoptive mother about her family's 3-year adoption journey. It's a story of patience, perseverance, and love, certainly. Reminder that we're always interested in your stories, ideas for places we should go, and people we should talk to. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.